There's a classic image of American freedom, that open road. I love the open road. Early in the morning, maybe even before the sun comes up, you plan to set out in your car. You gather a few things, a little breakfast that you might take with you, and you set out and you drive east. You've been driving a little while, and the sun starts to rise over the horizon. Oh, that is good. There's so much possibility in the day that's dawning right before you. The open road. Or maybe you would prefer to drive west later in the day. As you're heading down that open road, the sun is just starting to come down onto the horizon. And you get caught up in the oranges and the reds of that sunset. And you say, thank you, God, for the day that we just had. Thank you for the possibilities that are unfolding. And then as the sun goes down and it begins to get dark, you pull off to the side of the road. And you look up into the sky. And you see all the stars up overhead. And you wonder, what's out there? What's out there for me? The open road. The hope of the open road. Maybe you'll go south. Maybe you'll head to the land of Elvis or on down into the Mississippi Delta, where you can still, if you listen closely, you can still listen to those mysterious voices that are crying freedom. You might head down to the beaches of Alabama or the beaches of Florida. All of that, the open road. Signs of hope. It's a distinctly American image, that open road. But it seems to be going somewhere. Maybe it's going to the American dream. That idea that life is somehow going to be better here. That we all have opportunities. We have hope with that American dream. We can imagine that our generation is going to have it a little bit better than maybe the last generation, and the generation after us is going to have it a little bit better than even what we had. The American dream seems to be at the end of that open road. Well, it doesn't always work out like that, though, does it? As people of faith, we have to go to the next level. And I think the writer of Hebrews knows something about that. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what was made from things that is, so that things are made from that which is not visible. The things that we hope for are imagined. They're in the mind's eye of our brains. We're dreaming things up. But they're more than dreams. They're possibilities because we imagine them with God's help. You see, God is continually unfolding God's work in the world. And we are participants in that. God is out in front of us, calling us towards an open-ended future. The script is not already written. Our fates, except for grace, have not been written. We don't know what the plan is for getting there, but we do know that God's grace sustains us and carries us towards new beginnings. In pastoral care, we call that having a future story. There might be some bells and whistles going off in your minds right now when I say that phrase, future story. A future story is that narrative of things that haven't happened yet, but yet, by faith, we believe that they can happen. We believe that in some way they will happen, and we will all be better for it. The world will be better for it. And the reason those bells and whistles were going off was because back in 2008, we gathered as a church and we began praying with one another in small groups. We were listening for the voice of God to see where it is this church will go in a 10-year period. And then in 2009, we got together and had listening conferences, and we worked together. And we started to share what God was saying to us in prayer, what we felt God was saying to us, and we started fashioning our future story, that narrative that we think is going to carry us from 2009 to 2019, Vine Street Christian Church, working with God to make things happen for the better in the world. Our narrative centered around worship and education, mission, administration, hospitality, and music. We covered everything, it seems like, in that narrative. And we have this document, this future story, to thank for it. Now, things are not always that simple. We can have a future story ahead of us. We can have the tools that we need to build. We can have the technology that we need to communicate with one another. We can have the ancient traditions. But unfortunately, we don't have a dot-to-dot plan. Or do we? I have drafted a volunteer ahead of worship, Michael Ligon. Come on down. Michael, thank you for volunteering. All right. Michael, if you would craft a path to me, that would be very helpful. Go on a journey to me. Not bad. Not bad. Very good, Michael. Thank you. Michael offered a very logical solution. He didn't have to ask directions, which we men really appreciate. The shortest distance between two points is that straight line, and Michael took it. Congratulations. Now, the problem is, while we may find lots of straight roads on the open road of that iconic American image, the path to God and to God's plans, symbolized here, is not as straight. Now, Michael represents all of us. I thought about asking you all to get up and do this exercise, but that was a little daunting for me. So Michael represents all of us. And Michael, in this future story, we talk about communication, among the many things that we talk about. Well, we talk about communication. We now have a communication audit every other year where we assess the needs and determine how to best respond. Having two websites, one for external and one for internal communication, well, that was just the beginning of all of us being able to communicate with one another. So, Michael, if you would plot a journey toward our communication goal, that would be very helpful. Go for it. Wait. I'm sorry. The Ning site is down. You might not have gotten the memo. That social networking service that we were using, Ning, for our internal communication, it's not serving our needs anymore. We had to shut it down. We've moved on. We're beyond their social networking. We've got to find a solution, but we haven't yet. So let's try to work on something else. There's this other part, worship. Worship. Our worship services each have a clear profile. Each has its own unique format, but all of them are clearly us. We want to have two worship services, and they'll serve different needs to our spirituality. So, Michael, if you will plot a course toward our future story in worship, that would be helpful. Hey, Mike, if you think moving those pews is difficult, let me tell you. I sat on the worship task group. We have made our recommendations. We've talked about some ideas and we've submitted them to the elders. Oh, but we're still working, the elders are, and this church, on trying to find solutions for worship. We don't know quite what it is that we're going to do. We're getting lots of feedback. We're getting good feedback from folks. We're getting some challenges, which is really helpful. But we don't have a solution for the worship thing yet. So if you'll just sit tight, let's try a different angle. This document also talks about administration and staff. It says, when we hired Jamie as our associate minister, we knew exactly what kind of person we needed to facilitate our Sunday night service. Huh. That's pretty cool. And our future story goes on. And it talks about how with additional staff we can do small groups, which allow us to be more connected to one another. We can develop education programs in a deeper way. There's lots of things that we could do. So Michael, if you will, plot a path to the future story of our administration and doing bigger and better things. Michael, you have to stay in the building, though. You can't leave. Well, okay, actually, Michael, you know what? This isn't going to work either. This isn't going to work either, because I don't know if you've heard, but we got this recession thing going on. Economic times are not so good. Are you crazy thinking that we're going to be able to find the extra money? I mean, I don't have anything extra to give. I mean, do you? Do we? I don't know what it is that we're going to do. Pursuing your future story with God is not anything like the open road. There are things that get in the way. There are obstacles. It takes time. There are disappointments. There are things that we don't agree with. There are setbacks that we hadn't thought about. The text today talks about Abraham and Sarah. Abraham and Sarah, who were well along in their years, and yet God blessed them. The saints go before us in the Christian tradition. We are not alone. With our future story, we have all the Vine Street folks that have gone before us, walking with us on our journey. This is our memorial book that usually sits back in the back, in the entryway. But the prayers of these people have sustained us for quite a long time. Person that you're sitting next to. They're one of the saints. You are one of the saints. And so together, we can work with God to come around the obstacles that we encounter. But we'll have to do it by faith. I've got a solution, Michael. In this basket is some bread. There's some grapes here. Not yet. The solution that we have, we take by faith. And we share in Christ's presence through the body and blood of Christ. Go ahead, have a little. You feel stronger already. Our future story is here, and we're working on it. And it's not as easy as we hoped it would be. Not that we ever really thought it would be easy, but you know, we're not all that far down the road on our journey, and already we're finding obstacles. So Vine Street, I'm wondering if by faith we can step ahead Even in those moments when we're uncomfortable or we disagree, can we by faith move forward into our journey? I'm wondering, as school is starting to begin and we get back into our routines this fall, we're spending a little bit more time around the church rather than having the opportunity to be on vacation. I'm wondering what you will offer, the steps that you will offer in our journey. What can you make as your own, as an individual, or as a couple, or as a family, or a group in the church? Will you take on worship as something that you want to contribute to? Will you take on music, or administration, or stewardship, or education? What is it that God is calling you to be a part of? We have everything that we need by faith to move forward. And even as our plans go away, we still have God's presence with us, sustaining us and giving us hope. This is the message of the Hebrews writer today, that by faith we will move forward towards things that we cannot yet see, but we are assured are there. May this be our faith as well.